Amy and I should have started planning for this trip a bit earlier, it turns out. We wanted to stay at a specific hotel in Cape May to start Coast Check. But when I called to make the reservation...
This is the Victorian Motel in Cape May.
I was wondering, do you have any rooms available this weekend?
I'm sorry, we don't. We are full.
Guest services did suggest a sister hotel down the street that still had rooms, but overall, proprietors here say accommodations are tighter this year than last. John Cook is president of the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Cape May. He says summer rental bookings are up dramatically over last year.
It's normal for us to have a full season. It's not normal for us to be this booked this early in May.
Cook says some of these early reservations are from Cape May virgins, tourists who don't normally come to this beach in the summer. Here's how he can tell.
Some of the regulars that maybe waited till their normal time of year to call and book are getting shut out. They were just preempted by somebody that hasn't been here before calling earlier in the year, not taking any chance on their Cape May vacation.
That would back up a theory from Cook and others that sandy damage to beach spots in the north has tourists traveling farther south this year. There's a chance they're heading south from Toms River, home to Ortley Beach, a place that sustained some of the worst damage from Sandy. Calls and emails to the local Chamber of Commerce there went unanswered. Mayor Tom Kelleher admits that Ortley Beach won't be ready by Memorial Day.
Realtors over at the beach call and say prospective tenants are calling and want to come down and rent, but they want to know if the beaches are going to be open. And we have to tell them we're doing the best we can. How much beach, okay, and at high tide, it's very narrow.
Kelleher hopes to have some beaches open by the middle of June. Somewhere between outright destruction and completely open for business sit places like Long Beach Island. Parts of the barrier island were covered in four-foot-high sand drifts post-Sandy. Joe Mancini, a mayor on the island, says rentals are down about 25% this year from last year. But he says all the beaches are open. In Holgate, on the island's southern tip, some homes were knocked off foundations. A whole trailer park was destroyed. Jack Vallejo returned to his Holgate trailer from Florida for the first time since Sandy just a few weeks ago.
I have to gut it, basically, and rework everything.
Friends came over and ripped his carpeting out and removed furniture while he was away. He's staying at a motel and is spending his days fixing up his trailer.
Oh, I'm going to be here all summer, and I'll probably be working all summer.
The nearby Long Beach Island trailer park closed permanently after Sandy, so Vallejo considers himself lucky. He still has a slice of land near the ocean, and his memories from decades spent at the Jersey Shore remain intact. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.